Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Beverly Inman Ebel, longtime friend, 21-year member of our Brain Trust, very smart, very energetic and wise, as you can tell, folks. And as I said, her red hair is not for nothing, so do not unbuckle your seatbelts. Beverly, thanks for being here. Thanks for being back. Your help, by the way, talklisten.com, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the book, by the way, folks, is Talk Is Not Cheap. Also, Real World Communication Strategies That Work. She co-authored that one. Beverly, talk to us again about the kinds of conversations that we should be having with our, especially with our customers, but with also our employees. I'll just give you one quick example. When 2008 happened, around December of that year, I could tell my young employees who'd never been through anything like that before were getting a little nervous. What's going to happen around here? By December, we didn't know how bad things were going to get. And I, you know, me being a gray beard, I sat down with him and I said, "Hey guys, I don't know what January is going to be like, but this isn't my first goat roping. I've been through tough times before, and this is how I handle it, and this is how I'm going to handle this. And I live to fight another day in those other times, and I think I will this time." And that made a difference to them. What do you think?
I know that you did, because we need clear heads. We need to rely on our base. And so when you think of customers, we all have customers that have purchased from us once, okay? But then we have core customers. Those are the ones that are repeat customers. Right. We have relationships with them, because if we don't, they're probably not a core customer.
And we may not realize it, but the truth is they count on us like we count on them.
Yes, yes. So I have files. I have electronic files. I have paper files. But I reach in and a lot of it's in my head. I mean, that's how core my customers are. And I just reach out and I'll take a thought that I have, an uplifting thought. I know, you know, these are challenging times. I talk about joy. Internal joy, and I'm wishing them joy. I'll remember something about that is very particular to their business or very particular to them. You know, ask them about, you know, I know your son's not able to play basketball right now. How's he doing? You know, just, I'm telling you, they
humanity.
Reach out.
You're talking about humanity, being a human.
Yes. I'm talking about
value, demonstrating values.
Be a person. That's what people need, and that's what they're missing the most, are true connections.
If any business comes up in those conversations, the ones we're talking about right now, if any business comes up in that conversation, it'll be because the customer brought it up, not you.
That's right.
I know you want to sell something. I know you need the revenue, but right now it's about staying connected. And I know you agree with me on this, Beverly. The people your customers do business with in November will be the ones who checked on them and who they were having regular "how's your mother" conversations with them in May.
Yes, and it's quality, not quantity. Please don't send me a blanket email blast the same thing every day, 5 days in a row. It makes me mad. I mean, I have called up some of my vendors and said, "Stop," or I have deleted some. I have gone off there because it's too much. But I got a card. I couldn't sleep night before last, and there was a card, And I don't open, you know, mail the first day it comes because, you know, stuff's still on paper. So I waited a day, and it was the most precious card. And all the person did was they just signed their name. But I know by reading that card, they know.
A million things, a million sentiments were stipulated with that signature, weren't they?
Let me tell you, that person is going to have my undevoted attention when they need something from me.
Yeah. I love the quote. I love the quote. I talk about it all the time. I've been saying it a lot the last couple of months. Adversity doesn't create character. It reveals it. But it also reveals lack of character. And we don't want to be on that side of the balance sheet, do we?
Yes. And when you're having these Zoom meetings and you're talking to people and you can tell that the, you know, the conversation, the mood's kind of down, be the light. Be the person who brings it up. See the positive side, even if it's something small. I was on a Zoom call 2 days ago, and everybody was just, and something bad had happened. But I said, well, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for this person. It was somebody that was leaving. And there's opportunity to welcome someone new. And, you know, people afterwards sent me texts that said, thank you so much. For being the voice of hope and reason.
I'm going to invite you to all my future Zoom calls, Beverly. I realize now that I've been making a mistake not including you in all my Zoom calls. I'm going to start calling her. We're going to start calling her Pollyanna in Manibo, folks. Hey, Beverly, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
TalkListen.com.
Do not unbook your seatbelts, folks. She's still here. Go ahead, Beverly. Wrap it. Thank you for
being here. Stay safe and.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.